Market Day was very busy, and Upt was a famous market town. It was located at the intersection of major trade routes.
The most important day for the small Jewish merchant in town. He did more business on Market Day, which was on Wednesday, than he did all the week. We had different marketplaces. We had the main market. We had the market for livestock. We also have the market in front of our house. The farmers used to start gathering in town at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, bringing in their goods, whatever they produced. They brought a bag of potatoes. They brought carrots, all kinds of vegetables. Also, they brought butter. Butter was held in a great big leaf, and they made with a spoon little marks. Miraculously, the butter didn't melt.
Now, what else did they bring? They brought butter, vegetables.
Eggs. They brought geese, chickens, ducks. Sometimes even, you know, we ate pigeons. I took them to the butcher, to the shochet, and he killed the pigeon. I brought it home. Mother skinned it with the feathers and all, and she baked it, and we ate the pigeon. Even the bones were so soft they could even eat the bones.
Now, as far as the Jewish merchants are concerned, they brought what they made. They brought, like, ready-to-wear clothes.
Yes, we had boots, which displayed shoes. The tailors were there. The tinsmith was there. And also, on the side here, you see, people had tables, had some merchandise they displayed. The farmer had a difficult time. So a lot of thieves around. They would play three-card monte. They would have guys for playing with a half of a walnut shell with a pea, and they would get some shill in there. The farmer earned to bet. Anyway, before you know it, the poor guy lost all his money. Across the road from where my father has his little shop was Eichmann's drinking place. It has shank. He sold mostly beer. He sold whiskey. But the farmers went in there and had a good time. And outside was always a couple of prostitutes waiting for customers. Also, they had a man. He was a powerful man. He was deaf. And they used to bring barrels and barrels of beer because they used to bottle their own beer from barrels they brought from out of town somewhere. And he'd take those barrels down to the basement. We admired his strength.
One of the markets you most enjoyed watching was the livestock market on the Torgovska.
Yes, there was a lot of spitting in arms and clapping of hands and trading. If somebody bought a horse, he wanted to trade horse for a younger horse, stronger horse. So they took the horse and they hooked him up to a wagon. Four men were holding the wheels and they made the horse pull to make sure that he's very, very strong. They sold pigs and the calves and the cows.
You used to like to stand in that tower where the firemen would stand to see the fires and to practice all of their maneuvers.
Yes. You know, it's really, you know, sometimes they had a little gasoline mortar, and they would go ahead and practice with the mortar, give it one pull, it would start. But whenever there was a fire, the little mortar would never start. That was up to us with pails to fill up the big water barrel, and if there weren't enough horses, 20 or 30 guys would slap that big barrel of water to the fireplace.